This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Our partners at Global Post are launching a special series focused on gay rights around the world. Joining me now is Kevin Grant. He's the deputy editor for Special Reports. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Hari. Glad to be here.
So you're looking at gay rights around the world in several different countries. You've got reporters all over the place. What's happening? I mean, on the one hand, you know, gay rights have progressed a tremendous amount in the last decade, but you're finding that's not the case in lots of places.
That's right. We've dubbed this the rainbow struggle. And what we're finding is that there is a new internationalization on both sides of this battle. There's a very well-funded, well-organized, often religious force that spans the world in different ways, working against this rights movement. On the other side, you have a really mobile, really well-connected group of activists who are linking up and really achieving some major gains, particularly in the past few years.
Let's talk about a couple of those countries. A lot of people in the United States are very conscious of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy being repealed and what it means in the military. In Turkey, your reporters are finding the opposite's the case.
Well, Turkey is a strange case in the sense that a lot of folks are familiar with the tradition of honor killing, often committed against women who have are seen to have shamed a family in some way. What we're finding is that there is a new trend emerging, gay honor killing, which is actually the sort of a horrific crime against, in this particular case, we're talking about a young gay man allegedly killed by his father for his sexual orientation. We're finding that the authorities have been quite slow in responding and in really prosecuting the case. So certainly not quite as progressive as some other countries we're covering.
And let's also mention South Africa. I mean, it's got one of the most progressive constitutions, and you'd think that gay rights would be respected there, but there are some practices that are really pretty despicable.
It's absolutely true, and this is another one of those contradictions that are quite common in a lot of the stories that we're telling. Like you say, on one hand, you know, the Rainbow Nation has this wonderful constitution, you know, one of the most progressive in the world, and yet we're seeing this practice of corrective rape is rampant, especially in the townships around the major cities in South Africa, and gender-based violence in general is out of control in South Africa as well. So the two parts almost don't line up. They don't sync.
And what is corrective rape for folks who might not know?
This is a term that describes generally the rape of lesbian women by men in their communities, hoping to sort of alter or modify or correct their sexuality. So it's seen almost as a treatment, as sort of horrific as that is, but that is what we're finding in the reporting.
And you also looked at Uganda, where sometimes they have the front page of newspapers with images of allegedly gay people on it.
That's right. Homosexuals have been highly scapegoated in Uganda. They've been used as sort of a political tool. And that story has been widely told. Something that we're doing with this special report is we're going to be looking at a sort of counter movement of pro-rights activists that's emerging there in Kampala. So we hope to see the other side of that story.
All right, Kevin Grant, these from the Global Post. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Hari.
These stories will show up on Global Post week after week for the next few months, so please check in with us. This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.